The Freak Film Festival begins a four-day run tomorrow, and joining us to talk about the event is Artistic Director Kathy Kilishevsky. So this is the second year for the Freak Film Fest. You're starting it out with a double feature. Tell me a little bit about your Fire and Water films, starting with The Fire.
Sure. That is, there are two Free Press videographers, photographers who are producing the movies for that night. And the Fire documentary called Fire Photo One is about a gentleman named Bill Eisner. But now Bill Eisner has been essentially the unofficial photographer for the Detroit Fire Department for, you know, going on, you know, over 50 years now. And essentially he has the largest, most comprehensive archive of Detroit on fire in photography and in Super 8 and on audio, and as well as the firefighters battling those fires. And this documentary takes a look at Bill and his archive and the kind of guy he is, but also a broader look at how fire has shaped the city of Detroit.
I was going to say, as one of the cities that fights fire more than most, and I understand that he's been accepted by the firefighters as one of their own just simply because he's there.
Yes, exactly right. I mean, he has spent so much time behind the front lines with them that they call him brother.
Let's talk about Graveyard of the Great Lakes. What you said, that's another Free photographer?
Yes, Eric Seals is the photographer who directed and produced that film, which, by the way, Brian Kaufman was the one who had done the film prior to that. He was the director on Packard the Last Shift, which was our opening night last year. Mm-hmm. But Graveyard of the Great Lakes is a look at a guy named David Trotter, and he is probably the most prolific shipwreck hunter on the Great Lakes. There's estimated to be about 6,000 shipwrecks on the bottom of the Great Lakes, and Lake Huron has quite a few of them, and he has found about 100. And so we take a look at Dave and kind of his quest and his passion, but also what he uncovers when he, you know, dives below the surfaces of Lake Huron and uncovers these shipwrecks and the stories behind them.
Last year, a lot of the films were documentaries, and you've got several this year too, but you've also included some fiction such as It Follows. Tell me about that film and why you chose it.
Well, that film was done by a Clawson native, and part of the reason, well, at least part of the philosophy behind including a narrative in a documentary film festival is Michigan has, you know, been wrapped up in the film community and with the film incentives and things like that for a long time now. And so there's not only is there a lot of films being made here, but there are a lot of films that are being made by Michigan filmmakers who are coming home and telling stories and using our landscape as their background. And so the filmmaker David Roper Mitchell came here. Most of it is shot in Michigan. A lot of it is very familiar. But the story is a kind of a psychological horror thriller about a girl who is being essentially followed by this thing.
Entity.
This demon.
Yeah.
Yeah, this entity that, you know, it can only be gotten and given away by having sex with another human being. And so there's kind of a moral dilemma that goes on there for her and as to what, you know, what she should do with it and who she should essentially curse with this. And so it's a really compelling tale. He's been getting a lot of hype. This premiered at Sundance. It's coming here. He will be here for the two screenings that we're having, which are Friday night at Cinema Detroit, which is one of our partner venues. And so it's going to be a really cool opportunity to talk to him and to see this, you know, very much talked about film.
Now, throughout the film festival, you look at everything from the auto industry. There are several films about that, the Black Panthers, churches, the Jitterbug. Sounds like a little bit of something for everyone. What did you learn from last year that influenced your choices for the second annual event?
That's a good question. You know, I think the thing that confirmed kind of what we were thinking last year, because it's not just a screening of a film. It's a screening of a film plus. We always have an additional program associated with the film. If it's not a Q&A with the director, we are, you know, with the Let's Have Some Church Detroit Style, which is the movie about a Detroit gospel choir. The gospel choir is actually coming to perform after the film.
Mm-hmm.
With the movie The Jit about the Jitterbugs and that Detroit style dance that was kind of created here by the Jitterbugs. We're going to have the Jitterbugs do a demonstration of the Jit, and then it's going to go into a dance party emceed by hip-hop producer Nick Speed. So every single event or every single film has some sort of accompanying program with it. And so what we learned last year was people stayed for those. People really craved that interaction and that, you know, extra something special. So we've just added more of that this year.
You've also included some events for filmmakers or want-to-be filmmakers. Tell me about that event.
Yes, on Friday, all day Friday, we have the Free Festival Academy. And essentially, it's an all-day workshop with a series of master classes, a panel discussion about the state of documentary filmmaking, as well as a free screening of some student films from a student from U of M, a couple from Wayne State, and a group of students from Michigan State. And so it's an opportunity for new filmmakers, student filmmakers, to come and kind of learn about the craft from some of the best in the field. We have Harvey Ovshinsky. He's our artist in residence this year, and he's a local filmmaker, just inducted into the Michigan Journalism Hall of Fame. He's going to be doing two classes, and one particularly is a critique session where we've got some folks that have submitted works that Harvey is going to go through for the entire academy to kind of go through and pick through and help them learn from his expertise.
The Free Film Festival starts tomorrow at the Fillmore Detroit, 7:30, with the Fire and Water double feature we talked about earlier. We've been talking to Artistic Director Kathy Kilishevsky. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.